The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
And News Talk's courts correspondent Frank Rainey joins us from the Central Criminal Court this morning as the trial of Riyad Boushakr continues today. And Frank, the first witness called yesterday was one of the alleged victims, Leanne Flynn. And at the time, Leanne was working as a childcare assistant. It's the state's case that Mr. Boushakr stabbed her while she was trying to protect a group of school children. Take us through what she had to say about the alleged attack.
Well, she said it happened as she was preparing to move the children to the creche where she was working at the time. She had worked there for the best part of a decade. Part of her daily duties, she said, was to collect the after-school children at lunchtime. She would do that with another care worker. And on the day in question, the 23rd of November 2023, she said she arrived at the collection point on Parnell Square East, maybe a few minutes later than usual. She said the kids were lined up against a railing. They had just started pairing them up before they left when her attention was drawn to a man dressed in dark clothing who had been waiting at a nearby bus stop. We now know that the man she was referring to is the accused man, Riyad Boushakr. She said that he had a bag, seemed to be looking for something in that bag. And as she was zipping up one of the boys' coats, again, just before they set off, she said that this man started moving towards one of the girls in what she described as a crouched position and just started ferociously stabbing her with a knife. This is one of three children that Mr. Boushakr is accused of trying to murder. Ms. Flynn said she shouted at him. She asked him what he was doing. She told him to leave the children alone. She said she then ran at him, grabbed him from behind by his jacket. She said she managed to pull him back away from the children. And at that point, she said he turned around and she said she could see him clearly when he did so. And she described him as having sallow skin. She said he was fat with very big eyes and darkish hair. And she said he looked kind of confused when he looked at her, as if he wasn't expecting an adult or someone bigger to approach him. She said they ended up in a tussle, and that's when she believes that she was stabbed. Riyad Boushakr, you mentioned the fact that she is one of the alleged victims. That is true. Riyad Boushakr is accused of intentionally or recklessly causing her serious harm, a charge which he has pleaded not guilty to.
And what did Leanne Flynn say about her own injury, Frank? Like, at what point did she realise she had been stabbed, and how badly injured was she?
She said at some point during that tussle, she felt something wet, but didn't realise that she had been stabbed straight away, because her main focus, she said, was on the kids and making sure that they were all okay. She claimed that he tried to get the children again, so she went back over, grabbed him for a second time. And she said she remembered just screaming for help. Somebody help me. He has a knife. And that's when, she said, others intervened. And when she eventually moved away, she walked a short distance away, ended up on some steps outside a nearby hotel. And at that point, she started getting lightheaded. She said that she was finding it hard to breathe. And it was then that she realised that she had, in fact, been stabbed. A woman came out from that hotel to see if she needed anything. So she asked her to take the children inside, which that lady did. Paramedics arrived a few minutes later. And before they did, Leanne Flynn said that she just remembered looking to her left and seeing two kids next to her crying with blood on their hands. And in terms of how badly injured she was asked about that. She said she spent a month in hospital. She had multiple injuries. Her lung had collapsed. Her diaphragm had been severed, which collapsed the other lung, she said. Her spleen was removed. Part of her stomach also injured. She said that she was put into an induced coma. She underwent two emergency surgeries. And since then, she said she hasn't been able to go back to work.
Now, she told the jury she was of the view that Riyad Boushakr was hell-bent on getting to the children. Did she elaborate, Frank, on what she meant by that?
Yeah, that was something that she was asked about and something that she said during her cross-examination. She was questioned about what exactly she saw and when. And part of that cross-examination related to who Mr. Boushakr appeared to be targeting that afternoon. In her Garda statement, and this would have been made at the time, she said she didn't believe he intended to harm her personally. In her view, the children were his focus. And she said he appeared, as you say, hell-bent on getting back to them after she pulled him away. She accepted that once he broke free of her, there was a period of maybe half a minute or so. She wasn't entirely sure about the precise duration before he was restrained by those other members of the public, during which time he still had the knife and remained capable of causing harm. Due to her focus on getting those children to safety, she accepted, again under cross-examination, that she didn't see everything that happened. And when it was put to her by Mr. Boushakr's a defence barrister, that when she saw him waving or slashing the knife, as she described it, near the other children, she couldn't say definitely whether injuries to two others were intentional or accidental. That said, in her opinion yesterday, she maintained that he did intend to harm them because he had gone back toward the children, swinging the knife, as she described it, but she accepted, as she couldn't say precisely how those later injuries occurred.
Now, the jurors also heard, Frank, from a Deliveroo driver who gave eyewitness evidence of intervening in the alleged attack. Will you tell us about his account of what he saw and what he did?
Yeah, this was Caio Benicio, a Brazilian man who had only moved to Ireland the previous year. He said that he was on his motorbike. He heard some screaming, people running on Parnell Square East. He said he saw a big man fighting with a woman. He saw a child. He said he saw the man pull a little girl away and repeatedly stab her with what he described as a big sharp knife. He reckoned he saw him deliver three or four blows to the chest area. He said he threw down his motorbike, removed his helmet, hit the man once in the head with it. He said he also punched him two or three times. He said the accused fell to the ground. Once he hit him that time with the helmet, he said his helmet dropped to the ground on impact. He said people came in, they started hitting and kicking this man, but that two women then stood in front of him and said, "We are not savages here." And at that point, after they had intervened, he said everyone then stopped hitting him. Afterwards, Mr. Benicio said he was in shock, he was shaking. He too was cross-examined yesterday by Mr. Bouchacker's defence barrister. Some differences between his Garda statement and his evidence were highlighted. During that cross-examination, it was suggested to him that traumatic events like that are often remembered in flashes and that surrounding details can then become confused. And Mr. Benicio accepted it was hard to be precise amid the chaos of the day, but he remained adamant that he saw the man grab a child, stab at her with force, insisting he was 100% sure the motion that he witnessed that day was stabbing.
Now, two other witnesses took to the stand yesterday. They included a passerby who became quite emotional, as he described coming on the scene just as the attack got underway. What can you tell us about the evidence there?
Well, that passerby that you mentioned is a clinical nurse manager called Carl Faulkner, and he gave evidence of unexpectedly coming upon the attack while walking down Parnell Square East at about 1:30. He works with kids. He worked at Temple Street Children's Hospital. He said he loves kids. His attention was actually drawn to a group of 8 or 9 school children enjoying themselves on the street, having fun, as he described it. He described the scene as quite idyllic before spotting a suspicious, stocky man, as he described him, in his 50s with glasses and a moustache near those children. He said he then saw the man move in front of them and a care worker repeatedly pulling out kids from the line while holding a knife. And according to this witness, the attacker appeared to move up and down the line as though he wanted to get every kid, while the care worker tried desperately to pull children back and to shield them. He described repeated downward stabbing motions aimed at the children's upper bodies and recalled screams from both the children and the care worker. Like the other witnesses, he was also cross-examined yesterday. The defence questioned him about his failure in his Garda statement to mention the childcare worker's struggle with the attacker, despite being only a yard away when all that was unfolding. He accepted that some details only came back to him in the days afterwards, and he agreed that traumatic events can affect memory. But he remained adamant that the accused appeared to target multiple children, repeatedly moving along that line with a large knife, as they say, striking toward their upper bodies over a period that he estimated lasted somewhere between 20 and 30 seconds. The final witness then, Claire called yesterday, was a woman called Erica Hernan, who told the jury that she witnessed part of the alleged attack from the passenger seat of her car as they waited at traffic lights at around 1:30 that day. She said she noticed a group of young children lined up against railings outside, alongside a woman she presumed was minding them and a man standing nearby. She said that out of nowhere, she saw what appeared to be a large kitchen knife with a black handle. And according to her, the man suddenly began swinging that knife. The woman immediately went into fight mode, she said, to protect the children. She described a struggle in which the woman tried to stop the man and get the children to safety. She said she saw this man lift a little girl, carrying her with the knife pointed towards the child's throat while the woman fought to intervene. She said she rolled down the car window. She was shouting, "He has a knife." Her husband stopped the car at that point, called 112. She too was cross-examined. The defence established there was no doubt that the man that she was referring to with the knife was the accused man, Riyad Bouchacker. And she reiterated that the childcare worker appeared to instinctively protect the children. She described her response, as I say, as going into fight mode.
Frank Rainey, thank you very much for joining us. Frank is News Talk's courts correspondent. And if you want to get more detail on the proceedings at the Central Criminal Court today, be sure to listen to Frank's podcast, All Rise, the Riyad Boushaker Trial, released every evening on the Go Loud app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.